from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Sunday's the day, presidential politics in France. France will be holding round two of its presidential election on Sunday. Voters will be choosing between far-right populist Marine Le Pen and moderate Emmanuel Macron. In an unusual gesture, former U.S. President Barack Obama has stepped from the shadows of his post-presidency to endorse Mr. Macron.
Because of how important this election is, I also want you to know that I am supporting Emmanuel Macron to lead you forward.
VOA's Luis Ramirez was in Paris covering the election and offers this analysis of that endorsement.
The endorsement from President Obama was certainly welcomed by supporters of Emmanuel Macron, although it did not come as a surprise. Of course, Mr. Macron and Mr. Obama share views, certainly much more, have many more views in common than President Obama or former President Obama would have with Marine Le Pen. In fact, her platform represents everything that President Obama was all about during his tenure. And so it was not a surprise, although it was seen as a sign of encouragement among people I interviewed this morning.
As to the danger that the Obama endorsement might be considered an intrusion.
Supporters of Marine Le Pen, who I have also spoken with this morning, certainly see it as such. They said that the United States officials, former and present, should not be interfering in the elections in a domestic matter. Although, by and large, I will tell you that the focus of voters right now is so much within their own country as to what is going to happen here on Sunday, that although it did appear in the news, it was not the biggest news item.
This is VOA News. 4.5 years after the horrific gang rape of a 23-year-old woman in New Delhi, India's Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty for four men convicted in the brutal assault that led to her death. The decision brings to a close a case that triggered an unprecedented wave of public outrage and turned a global spotlight on sexual violence against women in India. Applause broke out in the packed courtroom on Friday, and there were tears in the eyes of the young student's mother as the judgment was handed down. The young paramedic student was brutally assaulted by five men and a juvenile on a moving bus she had boarded with a male friend. She died 2 weeks later in a Singapore hospital due to the injuries she had suffered. U.S. President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have reaffirmed the close ties between their two nations. The two leaders met late last night in New York for the first time since a fractious phone call early this year in which they argued over a controversial refugee deal. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports observers in Australia expressed relief at the apparent easing of tensions.
Those tensions appear to have eased, and the contentious refugee deal now seems likely to go ahead. Trump said reporting of the phone call was a little bit of fake news and praised the bilateral relationship.
America and Australia are old friends and really natural partners.
Brendan Thomas Noon, a research fellow at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney, says officials in Canberra will be relieved.
I think it did shock the Australian side quite a bit, but obviously 3 months on and the fact that Vice President Pence and President Trump now have reaffirmed the deal definitely will calm some nerves, I think, in the government.
Australia's Labour opposition leader Bill Shorten suggested that Turnbull had been disrespected. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A bilateral military alliance between the U.S. and Australia dates back to the early 1950s. Russia says the proposed de-escalation zones in Syria will be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-produced deal on Thursday to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria to try to end the six-year conflict. The proposal calls for taking measures to reduce fighting in four designated areas of Syria where rebels not associated with Islamic State terrorists control significant territory. And border clashes between Pakistan and Afghanistan killed at least 13 people and wounded more than 80 others Friday in a disputed area. A Pakistan army spokesman said the fighting erupted again after Afghan forces fired at a government census team near the southwestern border town of Shaman. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.